Greetings. This is news and a view from the Gunflint Trail. June in Wild Country is fading into history as the full strawberry moon beams down on the North Woods. Here comes July and another American birthday celebration, number 242 to be exact. As June gives way to month 7, July is busting out all over. It's just a bloomin' paradise along the byway. If it isn't yellow, it's white. If it isn't white, it's pink. If it isn't pink, it's orange. If it isn't orange, it's purple. It's a technicolor eruption. What's more, this is just the beginning. Summer is barely a week old. A weekend shower ushered us into this last week of month 6, with more good fortune for a wildland that can dry out unbelievably fast. The rain, although spotty, came with a good bit of pre-Independence Day fireworks in this neighborhood. While the mid-trail area saw sprinkles to just a trace, thunder boomers at the end of the trail dropped over an inch in some locations. In between, the Gunflint Loon Lake locale caught nearly a half inch. Connecting with the wild neighborhood, we've often heard the literary expression of wolves at the door. In fact, a recent program at the Chickwack Nature Center was even entitled the same. A recent encounter in the mid-trail neighborhood has similar resonance. In this case, however, I would call it, how about moose at the window? Two of the iconic critters made a surprising visit to a residence and actually enabled a photo shoot through the glass. Don't know if this was a just-by-chance passing through or a couple of peeping toms. Whatever the ungulate rationale for being there, a digital is shared for all to see on the WTIP website posting of Wildersmith under the Community Voices column. After weeks of Hummer activity at the area nectar stations, takeoffs and departures have come to a near standstill. It's obviously nesting time, and since mamas are saddled with all phases of nesting, nurturing duties, they don't get too far away from those thimble-sized incubators. Question is, what are all the papas doing during this time? Don't they need fueling refills? A wonder of nature in the backcountry is, why do potholes in the road continue to appear in the same location? Having lived nearly three-fourths of my life in suburbia, I have yet to fully adjust to driving on washboard roads with sometimes cavernous chuck holes. No matter how hard our county road crews work to maintain them, the seemingly natural speed bumps continue to reappear without fail. Sometimes those jaw-jarring spots happen at the top of a hill, while other times at the bottom, and sometimes in between on most every secondary path through the forest. I suppose it could have to do with the type of vehicles, speed, and usage volume. Then again, weather conditions certainly play a role, especially with regard to precipitation. Knowing the intensity of falling, running, and accumulating water can show no mercy. These no doubt take a toll too. All told, the rough ride scene is probably a combination of many factors. Regardless, the subject remains an incurable fact of life in unorganized territory. In the final analysis, the annoying cavities are what they are. Be patient, be attentive, slow down, and be good at playing dodgehole, as the maintainer will get here and there soon. With July in our sights, it's that time when the Gunflint community starts gearing up for the canoe races. Planning is full speed ahead, as the big day is little more than 2 weeks away. Calendars should be marked for Wednesday the 18th, with activities beginning at 4 p.m. and races at 6. Volunteers are needed beginning next weekend, July 6th and 7th, to help sell kayak raffle tickets during the days leading up to the event. Please call Sally Valentini at 388-0900 to sign up. And servers will be needed in the food tent on race night. Call Cindy Seo at 388-0305 to assist with this phase. This is the 41st annual fundraiser in support of the Gunflint Trail Volunteer Fire Department and Rescue Crews. Plan to be there for food and fun as WTIP broadcasts the happenings in concert with the station's kickoff of the summer membership drive. This coming Sunday, July 1st, the Gunflint Trail Historical Society is holding an open house on the Chickwack campus to officially unveil its watercraft exhibit building. The celebration of timber framing by 19 GTHS volunteers will run from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. Visitors are invited up to inspect, hear stories of the crafting raising adventure, and learn of what's to come. Cake and light beverages will be served. Closing for this week, the annual North Shore Healthcare Foundation barbecue fundraiser was held last Sunday at Gunflint Lodge. Over 70 generous folks trekked out the byway on a splendid day to enjoy swell dining, overlooking the ambiance of sparkling Gunflint waters. Thanks to Foundation organizers and the Lodge staff for a delightful event. For WTIP, this is Wilder Smith on the Gunflint Trail, where every moment is great under both bright days and dark sky nights.